Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden again pushing Congress to act on a border deal.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators led by a very serious conservative Republican senator, as well as Democrats. The result was a compromise bill of the toughest border security reforms this country has ever seen.
His comments during an address to the League of Cities in D.C. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll requested that Judge Lewis Kaplan approve Donald Trump's $92 million bond. The former president lost a defamation case brought by the columnist who claims he sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to obstruction charges in an indictment that was added to the bribery and corruption charges he already faced. Stocks are lower so far today. This is ABC News. Some history was made at the Oscars last night.
Billie Eilish, now the youngest two-time Oscar winner.
I'm so grateful for this song and for this movie and the way that it made me feel.
The 22-year-old won Best Song for her Barbie track, What Was I Made For? And she also won for doing the James Bond theme, No Time to Die, in 2020. Oppenheimer Best Actor winner Cillian Murphy became the first Irish-born Best Actor winner.
It's really, really meaningful to me.
And history denied for Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone, who would have been the first Native American Best Actress winner. She lost to Poor Things' Emma Stone. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
Two airline pilots fell asleep at the same time on the same flight, have now been temporarily suspended. They work for Indonesia's Batik Air. Air traffic controllers were unable to reach them for almost a half hour as the plane veered off course. They eventually landed safely. All 153 passengers and crew members were unharmed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family. And thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog, Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today with the heat really cranking up, soaring to high temperatures, flirting with 70 degrees. But keep in mind, winds are a bit breezy, creating a high fire danger risk. The spring-like vibes continue into tomorrow, too. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newbert. An email threat was sent to staff members at Toma High School over the weekend. Ted Allen has more.
Toma police and the school district there said the Saturday email threatened violence towards students and teachers. When police headed to the school building following the report, a canvas inside the school and around the building found nothing of concern. An investigation found that information points to the email coming from outside the United States.
Oshkosh police have arrested a man after he allegedly shot at a home last week. Officers responded to a shots fired call Friday evening, only to watch a vehicle fleeing the scene of the call. Officers followed that car to another home, which the suspect entered. They set up a perimeter and the suspect surrendered a short time later. The 30-year-old man has not been named, but police say they did find weapons inside the home after his arrest. Formal charges are pending in the case. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07, reporting from the National Farmers Union's annual convention in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Sundstrom & Company, or local tax experts, Durand. There's a warning about the warm temperatures and the risk of wildfires in western Wisconsin. Durand and the Chippewa Valley could see record highs today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says both days will be above 65. The warmth, along with wind and a lack of rain, is pushing the fire danger up. The Wisconsin DNR says Pepin, Pierce, Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, and Chippewa counties are too dry and have high fire dangers. The lack of snow for this winter has started the fire season early. Forecasters are tracking a chance of rain Thursday into Friday and cooler temperatures this weekend. Dunn County will be scaling back its summer well testing program. County water specialist Heather Wood says last summer the county tested nearly 1,000 wells, and this year's number will be 240. She explains the idea is to get a baseline for water quality across the county. Her office isn't looking for anything specific. If more than 240 people sign up to have their well tested, there will be a waiting list. Wood says they would tackle that once they find the money. The Durand Fire Department may be waiting just a bit longer for the new ladder truck. At the last city council meeting, Fire Chief Jamie King says the truck is now on the build list for May of this year due to some supply delays, while the department has received a brand new brush truck. Meanwhile, demolition of the Tarrant Park pool begins today. The new pool is expected to be open in 2025. School leaders in Tomah say the weekend threat that sent police officers to the school came from outside of the country. The Tomah Area School District received an email threat on Saturday. Police were called and officers searched the building but didn't find any danger or anyone hurt. The district's IT department tracked the email to someone overseas. Tomah School says they're keeping an eye out when kids return to classes. Wisconsin lawmakers are moving to fire two UW regents who oppose the move to pause diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at the university. A state Senate committee Thursday recommended that the full Senate let Dana Wachs and John Miller go. They both voted against the agreement that would limit DEI efforts across the UW system. Senate President Chris Kapenga said the decision to place their sacred ideology over getting students ready for their careers cost both of them their jobs. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
A man has been sentenced to 10 days in jail for shooting a deer in the Menominee city limits while drunk. A witness said she saw a car stopped in a residential area, heard a shot, and then saw a deer fall over in October of 2022. Investigators found shotgun pellets in a nearby garage and vehicle. Investigators say Cody Wolf and Isaiah Drager took the deer to a nearby apartment, saying they wanted venison but were poor students. Wolf, who pulled the trigger, failed the breathalyzer test. He pleaded guilty and will receive a year and a half of probation after his sentence. Three wildlife groups have filed a lawsuit looking to protect the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Reserve. The National Wildlife Refuge Association, Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation all filed a lawsuit against the Rural Utilities Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to stop a power line from going over the river and wildlife refuge. They claim the Fish and Wildlife Service did not give enough time for public comment and that the 1997 National Wildlife Refuge System Improvement Act was violated. Authorities in Clark County say a crash that killed nine people on Friday is one of the worst in Wisconsin history. A semi-truck hauling milk ran through a van carrying an Amish family. Only a 2-year-old inside the van survived. The sheriff's department says the truck driver died as well. The Amish family was from Virginia and headed to see relatives in Wisconsin. The state's deadliest crash came in 2002 when 9 people lost their lives in a 45-car pileup in Sheboygan County on a foggy day. The largest business lobby in the state is appealing a ruling that gave the Department of Natural Resources the ability to regulate large dairy farms. This comes after a judge in January struck down a challenge by the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative. The permit plan has been applauded by environmental groups because it would require farms with 1,000 or more animal units to have a permit due to the massive amounts of manure that are produced by the animals. Townships across Minnesota are holding their annual meetings tomorrow. The Minnesota Association of Townships is calling the meetings Grassroots Democracy on Display. The organization says the meeting will help set local tax levies, elect township officers, and provide a forum for discussing community issues. Minnesota has more than 1,700 townships, representing more than 900,000 Minnesotans. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Minnesota State Fair will be offering funds to first-time livestock exhibitors. Fair officials announced last week they will offer beginning exhibitor livestock learning experience grants for the fourth year. Large animal exhibitors may receive $500, while small animal handlers could get up to $250. Now, for more information on the grant program, just visit the Minnesota State Fair website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today with the heat really cranking up, soaring to high temperatures, flirting with 70 degrees. But keep in mind, winds are a bit breezy, creating a high fire danger risk. The spring-like vibes continue into tomorrow, too. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Espanol.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
On to tournament season. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start with college basketball, where the Badgers ended their regular season with a tall task at number 3, Purdue. Wisconsin fought, but in the end just couldn't get enough threes to fall, losing 78-70 at Mackey Arena. The issue this time wasn't defense, though, for Coach Greg Gard.
I thought the last couple games we've been better. This is a matchup, obviously, with Edie that's, no matter what you do, you have to pick your poison with it. It's the 9-3s, and that's a product of having him in the paint where they play through him.
Now it's on to the Big Ten tournament. Thursday, Wisconsin will play its first game against the winner of Wednesday's Rutgers-Maryland game. On the ice, the news is no better for the Badgers men's hockey team. They lose to Ohio State in the first round of their Big Ten tournament 3-1. Badgers coach Mike Hastings said that I was cast on the series with their poor performance in Friday night's loss.
You could tell it was going to be, you know, when you play 3 games in 3, it's not going to be pretty on either side. It was a little bit of a ping-pong match early, and then they score a power play goal. from that point on, I thought we started to chase it a little bit.
Wisconsin now has to wait 2 weeks before finding out who they will play in the upcoming NCAA tournament. The Packers will release veteran linebacker Devondre Campbell on Wednesday. That'll save up to $10.5 million in cap room. Campbell was never the same player after earning first-team All-Pro in 2021, his first season in Green Bay. The Bucks came right back to Crypto.com Arena to beat the Clippers there on Sunday, 124-117. Milwaukee wraps up their California trip tomorrow night at Sacramento. Congratulations to the five girls state basketball champions from this weekend. Albany Monticello in Division 5, followed by Laconia in Division 4. Edgewood wins the Division 3 championship. Milwaukee takes it in Division 2. Arrowhead is your champion of the Division 1 tournament. The boys tournament, by the way, starts Thursday at the Kohl Center. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Bell dominates late to win in Phoenix. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota driver Christopher Bell was up front for much of yesterday's Shriners Children's 500 at the Phoenix Raceway, including the final 41 laps to claim the win. His first at the 1 mile oval and his first of the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season. Behind Bell at the finish was Chris Buescher in second, who scored his best finish of the still young season, while Ty Gibbs was third. Brad Keselowski fourth, and Ryan Blaney completed the top five. Bell becomes the fourth different winner of the season in the first four races, joining William Byron, Daniel Suarez, and Kyle Larson as drivers that have already qualified into the playoffs. The championship race will be held at the Phoenix Raceway in November. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
When you're welcoming baby chicks, have everything prepared before they arrive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chicks need a heat source, water, and a complete starter chick feed as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Bringing home baby chicks or hatching them within your own flock is a lot of fun. If you have everything set up for their arrival, you'll get them off to a good start. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the brooding pen should have at least an inch and a half of pine shavings for bedding, and set up either a red or white heat lamp in the center of the brooder so there's a temperature gradient. Chicks that like the heat can settle under the lamp, and those that prefer cooler conditions can move away from it. Frame says the same holds true when placing the feed and waterer.
You don't want all the feed and the water right directly under the light, because if chicks don't feel comfortable at that heat at the particular time, they'll be on the perimeter and they won't have access to water and feed. My recommendation for feeder sources are linear feeders, where you can kind of spoke them out away from the heat source so that along the line of that feeder, the chicks can find their range of comfort in order to eat. The same thing with the waters. You don't want them all in the same areas.
Frame says it's important that you have the right chick feed available on day one.
One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen is folks go to the feed store and they've bought layer chicks, and then they say, okay, that's layer feed up there, that's what they need to eat. That layer mash is extremely high in calcium and will damage your baby birds, and so make sure that you start with a good chick starter feed. And the reason for that is because they need that protein and those extra vitamins in there.
After the first 24 hours and the chicks have found their food and water, Frame recommends raising the waterer about breast high up off the floor. The birds can still reach the water, but not slop it all over the place. And this also helps prevent contamination. Learn more about chick preparations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate, and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. While fertilizer prices are still lower, they're still taking up a big part of the 2024 crop budget. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The good news is fertilizer prices have dropped since skyrocketing higher in recent years. The bad news is those prices are still high. Dave Windemar of Agriculture Economic Insights says determining the true impact of fertilizer prices on farm budgets can be challenging.
The challenge is nitrogen can be higher or lower in the P and the K. So how do we pull all this to get one measure? First thing we shared was, what is the corn fertilizer expense look like in 2024? If we take a hypothetical application, which is 180, 70, 70, and compare it to prices going all the way back to 2010. So that blend here in 2024 is about $155, $160 an acre, which is down from about $270 an acre 2 years ago. So on the one hand, it's big declines, but on the other hand, that 160 is about the third highest level we've seen in almost 14 years of data. So it's still historically high, but it's came down a lot. I think that's going to be a common theme as producers prepare for their budgets here in 2024 and beyond.
The data is showing that it's not just higher fertilizer prices that are putting the big squeeze on profits. The bigger challenge comes when commodity prices fall faster than the cost of the inputs like fertilizer. He talks about factors that could influence where fertilizer prices go in the next few years.
The one that we think is really important to keep an eye on for corn and nitrogen is, where are corn prices going to be 6 to 9 months from now? Where are energy prices going to be 6 to 9 months from now? There's quite a bit of a lag there. So we need to keep an eye on both energy prices and commodity prices. And there's actually another variable, transportation costs, is really important, which is kind of another proxy for energy prices. But in general, if energy prices trend lower and corn prices trend lower, that's going to be lower fertilizer expense. Producers want to see those high corn prices in their budgets for profitability. Again, it's going back to what we talked about earlier. High fertilizer prices in and of themselves isn't the challenge. It's what are fertilizer prices relative to the rest of the budget situation.
He says lower fertilizer costs for soybeans could mean more acres for beans than corn in the future.
While they don't use a lot of that nitrogen, they use the P and the K. So one of the things that we dove into is looking at how have recent fertilizer prices distorted the relative appeal for those corn versus soybean debate that many producers might be thinking about and challenging themselves. And so one of the things that we saw here is, in general, there's about an $80 an acre difference in the fertilizer expense. Corn fertilizer is about $80 an acre more expensive than soybean fertilizer expense. When we were back in 2022 with really high fertilizer prices, that spread got to about $170 an acre. So it's about twice as wide as it was before. So that put a bit of a headwind on corn budgets. Here, heading into 2024, it's back to that average, $80 more an acre on the corn budgets for fertilizer expense than on the soybean budgets. But that's still higher than where we were. We were around $50 to $60 an acre spread back in that 2016 to 2022. So if we're looking for soybeans to have a really strong position, we would expect this fertilizer price situation to be even more favorable to soybeans. It just hasn't gotten there quite yet.
That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Milk markets are higher, reporting from the National Farmers Union's annual convention in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Brian Winnekins with this midday market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk up 12 to 1660, June up 15 to 1735, July up 8 to 1781, August milk up 10 at 1820. Cheese markets today, barrels were down 2 3/4 to 146, 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 143.5, 12 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 2
280 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down a quarter to 116 and three quarters, no trades. Dry whey up a half to 41 and a half and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower, even though there's been some strength in the cash markets, but it's not been enough to have the trade move higher. Hog markets, on the other hand, they are moving mostly higher at the midday after some strength in pork cutout values. April live cattle now up 7 cents at 187.67. June, though, down 25 cents to 183.17. August down 2 cents to 182.22. March feeder cattle down 92 cents to 248.27. April down 97 cents to 253.12. May down $1.15 to 255.60. April hogs up 20 cents to 84.57. May up 47 cents to 91.82. June up 55 cents to 102.37. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving up mostly higher. Soybeans are mostly mixed. The trade kind of going back and forth as the funds continue to buy some of the dips. That is what's happening really in the wheat markets. They're moving mostly higher as the funds step in to buy that dip. March corn up 1 3/4 to 428. May up 1 3/4 to 441 and a half. July up 2 to 453 3/4. New crop up 1 to 473. March beans, though, down 3/4 to 1169 3/4 on Brazil harvest pressure. May down 2 3/4 to 1181 1/4. July down 1 1/2 to 1194. And new crop up 1 3/4 to 1175 1/2. March soybean meal now up 2 to 343.30. March soybean oil up 42 cents to 46.02. Chicago wheat, March down 3/4 to 526. May up 11 3/4 to 549 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, March up 9 1/2 to 667, while May up 8 1/2 to 671 1/4. Energy markets at the midday are mixed. April now down 14 cents on the crude oil side to 77.87. May crude oil down a cent to 77.49. April and May gas, though, both up 4 cents. April at 257, May 256. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the National Farmers Union's National Convention. Represented by the WMC Litigation Center, Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative filed an appeal last Friday in their case against the Wisconsin DNR. The dairy groups are arguing that the DNR exceeded its authority by requiring hundreds of Wisconsin farmers to obtain a Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination Systems permit. The group claims that the requirement for a discharge permit, which is separate from a ban on unauthorized discharges, creates a failure to apply liability for farmers, resulting in far greater compliance costs and time associated with the additional layer of burdensome regulations. In the appeal, they are challenging two DNR rules, one relating to the requirement to obtain a permit and another that requires the permit for storm water runoff to be exempt from liability, even though federal law exempts such runoff without the permit. The appeal argues both DNR rules violate Wisconsin's uniformity statute because they exceed federal law. They are appealing the case that was first heard in Calumet County. The College of Agricultural and Life Sciences at UW-Madison is pleased to host the 10th Annual World Food Prize Wisconsin Youth Institute, which will be held at UW-Madison May 1st. The free one-day event will bring together high school students in grades 9 through 12 from across Wisconsin to interact with Madison faculty, partake in interactive sessions, and engage in dialogue about global challenges surrounding food systems, natural resources, world hunger, and poverty. Now, the event is for students who want to be involved in creating a food secure, equitable, and sustainable world and would like to help develop positive solutions to global challenges. Now, the top students in the Wisconsin Youth Institute will be invited to attend the World Food Prize Global Youth Institute, held in conjunction with the World Food Prize International Symposium in October. To register, visit the UW-Madison College of Agricultural and Life Sciences website. Registration is due by April 1st. The House Agriculture Committee laid out a roadmap to relieve labor shortages that have seriously impacted farmers and ranchers. The Agriculture Labor Working Group released its final report on how to improve the H-2A guest worker program. It includes more than 20 recommendations to streamline the program and make labor more affordable for farmers. We're losing American farms rapidly, and there's no question the broken workforce system is partially to blame, said Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. While the working group recommendations don't address all of the labor challenges facing farmers, they do offer needed solutions, such as streamlining the recruiting and hiring of H-2A employees. They also want to expand the H-2A program to meet year-round needs, recommend paying employees based on duties performed during the majority of the day, and reform wage calculation standards to provide stability in farm worker pay rates. Now, the full committee report is available at agriculture.house.gov. The March World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report looked similar to February's numbers. This month's 23-24 U.S. corn outlook is unchanged relative to last month. The season average corn price received by producers was lowered to $4.75 a bushel based on the observed prices to date. The outlook for U.S. soybean supply and use for 23-24 was also unchanged. Higher soybean meal exports are also mostly offset by lower domestic use. Meanwhile, milk supply and use estimates for 2023 were adjusted to reflect revisions in production and cold storage data. For 2024, milk production is lowered due to a smaller dairy cow inventory and slower growth in output per cow. Now, for 2024, the butter price forecast was raised on recent data and strong demand. Non-fat dry milk and whey price forecasts are both lowered based on recent prices. Class 3 milk prices are projected higher based on the higher cheese prices, while Class 4 prices are expected to be lower. Now, the all-milk price is projected higher at $21.25 a hundredweight. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from the National Farmers Union's National Convention in Phoenix. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Warm and dry conditions are expected to start the week in our ag weather forecast. The winds will also be a factor and could cause some potential wildfire issues. Later on in the week, a cold front is expected to move through, could give us some rain, and also we'll have cooler temperatures for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 61 to 66, relative humidity at 28 to 33%, south winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 36 to 41, relative humidities at 80 to 85%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25 early. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 59 to 64, relative humidities at 29 to 34%, northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs 55 to 60. Thursday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of rain mixing with snow, highs 45 to 50. And for Sunday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for.
Beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up.
and whipped right in some beach somewhere. There's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some bitch somewhere. There's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere.
And cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home 67 bucks a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more miles to feed. That's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend and tell the truth. And overuse, I love you. Go to work and do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Said them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be a best friend and tell the truth.
been together 58 years now. Ain't that crazy?
All down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable. So we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.